Hey friends, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I hope you're doing well today. We are continuing our journey through the book of Luke, which has been such a joy, and I pray that it has been a blessing to you as well. But we're in chapter 15 of Luke, verses 1 through 15 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming close to him, to Jesus, to hear him. The Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." He told them this parable. Which of you men, if you had 100 sheep and lost one of them, wouldn't leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that was lost until he found it? When he has found it, he carries it on his shoulders, rejoicing. When he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I tell you that even so, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman, if she had 10 drachma coins, if she lost one drachma coin, wouldn't light a lamp, sweep the house, and seek diligently until she found it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the drachma which I had lost." Even so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God, over one sinner repenting. He said, "A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of your property.' So he divided his livelihood between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all of this together and traveled into a far country. There he wasted his property with riotous living. When he had spent all of it, there arose a severe famine in that country, and he began to be in need. He went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed the pigs." Mind if I pray for you? I'm sad that we're leaving in the middle of that story because it's an amazing story, but we will finish it tomorrow. So Lord Jesus, thank you for these scriptures about lost things, lost coins, lost sheep, lost sons. And Lord, we were once lost. And so in this moment, I just take a moment to thank you for saving me, for reaching out through time and space and eternity to find me, to help me find you as well. Lord, we know that you are the guider and the leader and the seeker of those who are lost. And so we're just wanting to spend this time in gratitude of the fact that we were once lost, but now we are found. And so we thank you for that. And in that same breath, Lord, we have to pray for those who are far from you, those who we love so, so much, but seem like they are in a far off country. They're in a distant land. They are in there, you know, with the pigs feeding them. They are the coin in the corner. They are the sheep wandering through the wilderness. And Lord, we pray that you would pursue them, that you would leave the 99 and chase the one. We pray for our relatives who are far from you, especially those relatives who are nearing the end of their lives. And Lord, we pray you give them dreams. We pray you would woo them to yourself. We pray you'd send them neighbors and friends who teach them about you. We pray that you would bring to mind their lives, that you would give them a perspective of wanting to examine themselves and to examine what life is all about. I pray you would speak to them through other Christians and non-Christians. I pray that you would give them just this deep sense of needing to know who created them. Lord, I thank you that you knitted them together in their mother's womb. I thank you that you are for them, not against them. I thank you that you are the pursuer of them and the pursuer of their hearts. And Lord, we also just say, Lord, sometimes, at least I'll say this, that I bear that burden and it's not mine to bear, it's yours to bear. And so, Lord, thank you that it's not up to me to save my unsaved friends and family members, but that is your job. We are just to simply to get on our knees and ask you for the strength to love them well through their illness, through their pain, through their questioning, through their deconstructing, through everything, Lord. We don't pretend to know everything that's going on in someone else, but you absolutely do, and you know best how to minister to them. Lord Jesus, would you please woo our friends and our family members back to you? We pray for the prodigals who have strayed, and we pray for those who have never yet known you or named your name. Lord, we want to go into those broken places where your name has not yet been named. We also want to be repairers of the breach. We want to be examples of a good church, a church who follows you and loves others well. Lord, I know that many have deconstructed because their churches have just gone gone off the deep end and have not represented you well, please forgive us for that, Lord. And please, Lord, help that not be a stumbling block to those who are far from you today. We pray in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, wonderful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I just want to personally thank those of you who are sponsoring the show. We've had several of you come on in the past month, and I am humbled and grateful. And this just truly goes right into William's hands and also Kristen's hands to help with the manufacturing of this podcast. So if you'd like to be one of those helpers, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. At $10, you'll get a painting, $25, a secret podcast, and $100, I'll add you on into my secret prayer list. So thank you so much to all of you. And also thanks to all of you who listen and are faithful and who pray for me. I appreciate you.